Hi guys, and welcome to the second podcast. My name's Lee.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Chuck.
And this is My Lad's Resort. And Lee wanted to call it Chatterbait.
I keep getting it wrong on social media as well. I need to apologise.
Yeah, you do.
I keep saying this is our lad's resort.
Yeah, so this is my lad's resort.
I think it sounds better, but
I still think anything is better than Chatterbait. So what do you want to call it?
This is my lad's resort. I have got it in my head now, so.
Chatterbait sounds like one of them channels where when you were a kid you went on Sky and typed in like 994 or something like that. Television X and that.
I never did that.
I fucking did.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah.
You never looked at Television X and that long.
Like Babe Station and stuff.
My 44.
Like, yeah, TVs were black and white when you were a kid.
No, we had PhDs. That's when I was a kid.
Razzle.
They went out. Again, like last week, finding porn in woods in Edge Bottom.
Right, so
just started straight into smut, really.
Yeah, well, yes, thanks to you. Well, I just personally like to thank every one of you guys that listened to us first podcast, and the reviews and comments we've had back have been all positive. And a big thanks from me, especially. And these guys are going to obviously. Well, I think they will.
Yeah. Sorry if you heard something. Then Chuck's just fucking
again. Seems to be a theme.
I'm well chuffed with feedback. I've had quite a few people message me. I've seen how many people have listened to it on Anchor and Spotify. I'm well chuffed.
Yeah, it's decent, isn't it? I feel like I've had to go into hiding this last week, and some popular fame's got to me already. I've been sat curled up in my room saying I can't take it anymore. Bringing my agent.
No, but with the feedback we've had, we're getting told like it's nice that it's three normal lads that can relate to us and stuff like that. It's not famous people going on about what they, you know, driving.
Some lads speak to me about saying that they've turned celebrity ones or football ones, and their ours is more relatable. They enjoy ours more, which is like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Too damn right. Oh, fucking awesome.
We don't piss about, do we?
Yeah. So then, lads, what have we been up to this week?
I've been, well, working. Awful week at work, but since the last pod. But like I say, fame's got to me a bit. I've been spending a lot of money this week, like expenses from money we've had from Spotify, not really.
Royalties.
Yeah.
That 3p goes far.
I know. But no, I've actually purchased now some walking boots for our 3p's challenge, and we're currently wearing them now, bedding them in Lee's house, even though he's hoovered and he's fuming about it. Yeah,
no shoe policy here, boy.
Yeah, but they are clean, so. Yeah, just wearing them, bedding them in. Well, oh, I booked a holiday to Iceland, didn't I?
Cool.
To Iceland in March.
You booked all your trips yet?
Yeah. Well, Lisa's booked. We've booked it together. We've got in with the price of the flight and everything. You get Northern Lights that night we get there.
Yeah.
We'll see Northern Lights.
Oh,
then,
I want to do that. Really,
you get picked up
that
at like 10 at night, so it's going to be, I think top temperature in March is like 2.
Is it right what I said though, if you don't see them that night?
Yeah, another night, but if you don't get to see them at all, I think you've got like 2 years to go back.
That's quality, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much does that cost you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, that with the Northern Lights in hotels and flights, I think it's £350 each.
How long are you going for?
3 nights.
That's not bad with all that in, is it?
And then we've booked.
See what you get.
It's expensive when you're there and all.
But we've booked separately. Golden Circle tour, you know, we all geysers and that, and all volcano stuff, and then Blue Lagoon at night, where, you know, you swim around in. That's.
I didn't know you could go at night. I just.
It's all lit up, at night, yeah. So it's a 13-hour day. That is. That's 150 each. That's 150 each, and then she's booked.
Is that included in the 350?
She wanted me to get onto this in the podcast because she's booked Game of Thrones tour. and I'll admit I've never watched it. Never watched an episode.
Shame on you. Shame him.
So she wants me to watch it all before we go.
It's good.
It is awesome. It's got dragons. It's
I
got
just didn't want to
violence,
be a sheep.
Loads of shagging in it.
It's got Jason Momoa. End of.
No, you don't, McCartley. You told me that woman's name.
Khaleesi.
Yeah.
That plays
Khaleesi. Amelia Clarke.
Oh, Amelia Clarke.
Yeah. But yeah, so I've got to watch all them. So I do feel a bit shameful, but I didn't want to be a sheep.
It's not being a sheep, because it is a quality show.
I've left behind.
It is a quality
show.
The
last season was rushed. But I still
definitely. Yeah, but come on, ending was shocking.
Well, we'll not ruin it for
children. Well, no, but I'm just saying it's shocking.
You could guess the ending.
Yeah.
The only thing I felt shocking about it, cover your ears, Chuck, is what happened with
actually covering them.
the Night King.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. it was fucking mint when she did it. I was like, whoa, I didn't see it coming. Yeah. But I was like, they've built him up for now.
Exactly. It, like you say, it built up. Yeah. You're thinking, this is going to be good. This is going to be... And, yeah. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, he got that fucking dragon. He got everything. I thought, whoa, he's going to fuck shit up.
And
he's going
to... The wall goes down. Yeah. It's fucking... You think, here we go. Here we go. And it's over. And I'm like, what?
And then with Arya Stark's character as well, where she never used the mask.
Exactly, the face. Again,
she fucking learnt it. Yeah. Never did it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of plot.
But with Jon Snow at end, that was just shocking.
Yeah.
It was just shocking. And you're like, they've built the series up that good.
Well, George Martin's not wrote it yet, has he? So hopefully it's...
Well, we'll see.
Pardon me, it's
bad. We will see. Right.
So, am I all right now?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
But, yeah, up to more. I've done no. We had an inspection at college from the external quality assessor, and that went fantastic. That couldn't have gone any better.
Quality?
Obviously, I teach barbering at college. That went good. We're at work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. My kids have just been ill all weekend. Got one-way chest infection.
Oh, shit, I know you should have put a mask on when you come in.
It's shit, though, isn't it? Like, you were bad there last week here, though, weren't you?
Yeah,
have you got a black cross painted on your front door?
No.
Isn't it meant to be a red cross?
No, black foot plague.
Yeah. It is black foot plague.
Is it?
Mm. But yeah, when your kids will, it's just...
Yeah, been there, brother. Been there.
You know, you
you understand when you've got kids, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apart from that, we've done it. We started watching The Crown on Netflix. You know all about Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Honestly, when my other half suggested watching it, I was like, fuck's sake, I don't want to, but she's sat through like all my shit that I watched.
Yeah, like Arrow.
Arrow's mint. No, she didn't watch Arrow with me.
What about Flash?
She didn't watch Flash either.
What other shit do you watch?
Sons of Anarchy. She
and now that's quality.
Yeah.
Just get a nice little hand gesture there.
Yeah, so she watches all my shit, so I can't complain. But I'm really surprised. I'm really enjoying The Crown. Honestly, I never thought I'd be saying that.
You know.
It's good. I've learned quite a bit about royal family. No,
I don't want to.
I don't know if I know. I like the fact that we have a monarchy.
I do. I love it.
I like it.
You know what's shocking though? We've been watching that. I'm only on first season. I think there's three up to yet. And like with Queen Elizabeth's coronation and everything like that, even if she just like if she flew somewhere and flew back to England, there'd be crowds waiting for her, waving and waving flag. Everything was so patriotic back then, and nowadays nobody is patriotic at all. Nobody gives a fuck about royal family.
No, they do. You when there was special occasions, they were still out there waving the flags and that crap. You get your people that are loyalists.
Like they used to.
Well,
honestly,
no, because they lined the streets, weren't they?
Yeah, but he's...
Me and Verity were talking about it, and I just said, maybe back then, the only influences, if you will, that you had was your royal family. They were your status, your people look up to. Where now, you've got that many folk on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, film stars, TV stars, footballers.
Influencers on Facebook, for a start. Mm. You get more of them now. Normal people, like... Technically, it could be us that have started doing silly videos. Like, I'm not going to mention any names on them, but now they're getting sponsored. They're meeting all these celebrities doing 10-minute interviews, and now they're promoing Walker's Flaming Crisps and other stuff, and they're getting paid. And now they're doing gigs in the travelling country, then in a right packet.
Well, I heard something interesting the other week. Paige Van Zandt, who's a UFC fighter, she's really good as well. She's stunning. She's really pretty.
Yeah, she is. I know.
Well, she earns more money from posting pictures of herself on Instagram than she does going in octagon and fighting.
I can believe that.
What incentive has she got to fight? I mean, she's fucking tough as nails. Like, the last few fights, she's been cut. Yeah, broke her arm. She's cut really bad and bled in the last fight. And I just think...
Is she a number one, like? Has she got belts?
No. She's never reached that level.
But obviously, there's a drive and a desire in her to do that.
Yeah, she's good. She's brilliant. But what... If you make more money posting photos of yourself on Instagram, why would you step in an octagon and get elbowed, kneed, kicked?
I know. There's a list not so long ago. Was it like every time? I think Ronaldo's like eighth on it, but it's like, I don't know if it's Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner,
I think it's 1.2 million for every photo.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Honestly. And I'm getting... That's mental. I'm getting note for my Chuck Scenes Instagram, everyone, yeah? let's plug the photography page. But, yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Ronaldo was about 800,000, something like that. There's a few.
It is mental. She tried to what's it called, where they claim, where they copyright. Kylie Jenner tried to copyright the name Kylie, so Kylie Minogue couldn't use it.
That's not going to work.
I'm here before you, bitch. Yeah, that's been my name for fucking a lot longer than you.
Yeah,
he's tried to copyright it years ago. Right? I know.
Well, my week has been, well, I've done 6 days a week. This is Monday, obviously, it's me first day off. I get weekend off and all. So I've only got a 4 day week to do this week, which is, I'm happy about it because I am knackered. I've ripped a bedroom out in my new house. It's just been a nightmare in this house, to be honest, like, guys. I've ordered a new oven that's cost me 170 quid.
Have you ripped the other one out then? Is it out?
No, it's still there. It's a plug, it's electric.
I thought you pulled it out.
I had it out earlier.
I thought you pulled it out.
Have you done it properly? Because I'm not going to sit here doing this podcast and you've got a gas leak.
We're going to fall asleep.
And not like
did I just say it's electric?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you say it's got to have a gas top?
I can. I've got the pipe there to have a gas.
Is it turned off?
Go and take a deep breath in kitchen if you clap.
No, it's right. It's like I say, it's been one of them weeks where you're just knackered. You can't do it because you're doing all your shifts and that crap. But then you go and rip a bedroom out, and the lazy bastard, when she had carpet fitted, she had it cut round the bleeding wardrobes instead of flaming grippers
so
and all.
So you end up having to have either put something there or have a new carpet.
It's got to be in
it.
Well, it's pink anyway. It's a pink theme room, which is totally good.
So you're
just
going to get another pink carpet.
Now I'm going to just strip out walls. The entire house.
Was it guest room?
Yeah.
Please leave the live, laugh and love quote. I fucking hate that.
Who glues that to a flaming wall? Then he's took. I tried to remove it, it's pulling up plaster off.
People have had it tattooed, though, haven't they?
Oh, that is.
I hate it.
I can't say about tattoos, though.
No, I've got some shit tattoos I'm having covered up in a minute, but live, laugh, love. Fuck, come on. What's it say on the other wall? It says something about dreams, opposite.
Follow
your dreams.
Yeah, it's another fucking quote. Hey, sorry, you're laughing. I have to see the content every time.
Yeah, but I bet you look at it and you go, I will. I will follow them.
No,
dreams.
I just want a funtry face.
Oh, she was an old dear, though, weren't she?
She was lovely. She was, to be brutally honest, she was a lovely old dear. She left it fully furnished for me. But everything works in ours, but it's old, it's outdated.
She left it out for our chuck, didn't she?
Yeah, I've got a nice owl. That's nice, I love it.
Yeah.
Ronnie loves it at all.
Well, the five, isn't it?
I love Sheffield United.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I like Liverpool. I'll fucking kill it. We're not talking about Man United, Liverpool. That's a sore subject.
No, let's not get onto that for
you. Moving on. Right, so what else we're going to have a chat with today then, guys? Go
on.
Just to say, these new listeners we're going to get, and all those regulars, first one, thanks for subscribing and listening, and please leave your feedback even more on what you'd like us to talk about and subjects, because, you know, we don't want it to just be what we, you know, we want to make it so it's for everybody to listen to, you know what I mean?
To be fair, I don't think you can leave feedback on Anchor or Spotify, but we have got a Twitter account. What's our Twitter handle, Chuck?
Is it just at this lads?
No, it's This Is My Lad's Resort. I think that is the Twitter name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if folk just type in.
So this is My Lad's Resort, at This Is My Lad's Resort on Twitter. You could tweet us and give us some...
You'll see our ugly mugs on profile.
Yeah, we're having some artwork done though, aren't we?
We'll set
some more pictures and a bit of bios and shit.
I've just noticed our cover photo, I like that.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Did you do that?
I found it on Google Images.
So look.
It's copyrighted, we'll get fucking sued.
Fuck.
But yeah, at This Is My Lad's Resort on Twitter. Give us some feedback, chat to us, tell us if you want us to discuss whatever. We don't mind. Did you watch Conor McGregor fight with them lads?
I was at work, obviously. It was Sunday, weren't it? Sunday morning?
Yeah.
So I was at work at 6 o'clock. So it started at 6, didn't it?
I can't remember. No, I think it was a bit before.
A bit before?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I up at 5 outdoor for work, so obviously I missed it, but straight away I'm on YouTube and I'm looking for it and I find it. You see on Facebook, don't you? Everything you see,
someone's
always a spoiler, though, isn't it? That's what gets me, people spoil stuff. Well,
that's mainly me that spoils.
But no, I seen it and I watched it and I thought the anticipation for this fight, Conor McGregor's coming back. Yes, it's fighting Cowboy, which we didn't touch on last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And 40 seconds, he earned 1.5 million per second.
Yeah, did he get 60 million or something for the fight?
One and a half mil per second. Oh, 80. Per second.
80 with gate and everything.
Thing is, though, like I predicted Connor would win, but I put a round two TKO. I can't believe Nate Diaz tweeted saying it were a fix, it were a fake fight. It weren't. I think
that's just to get bites, isn't it?
Yeah, it was to go and nibble, so Connor would call him out in press conference after. But, I mean, when it started, it looked like Cerrone were going for a takedown. Connor, how he changed levels was really clever. He kind of moved and then got in the clinch, and then them three shoulders he threw.
Yeah. Smashed his nose to bits.
Broke his nose.
Then they kicked. Boom.
Yeah, and then I think like that rocked Cerrone a bit. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had your nose broke. I have. You do get a bit tunnel vision once you've had your nose broke. You're like, fucking hell, where's next hit coming from? And then like when you seen him level up, it looked like he was going to throw that left, and then kick come and.
But like they said, he felt dead chuffed. Like to get Cerrone down, yeah, that rocked him. That head kick.
Yeah. Cerrone's got the most head kick finishes in UFC. Yeah.
So for that to happen and.
Yeah, I was surprised it happened that fast. I really thought.
Yeah.
I mean, Cerrone, people have said before he doesn't show up to big fights. Now. Yeah, I think people say he doesn't show up to big fights, but
he'll carry on fighting, like I said.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy Cerrone got the big payday he deserved because he's been a company man. He's took fights on short notice at different weight classes, and I'm happy for Conor. He's back in that win column. I watched the press conference afterwards and they were talking about fighting Jorge Masvidal, Kareem Usman, Khabib.
Masvidal, fucking hell.
Conor's moved up to welterweight. Masvidal and Usman, they cut to get to welterweight. So I think they'd smash Conor. I really do. Not just that, but before he fights like Usman, who's the welterweight champion, you know, there's people in my life. Robbie Lawler, Tyron Woodley, all fucking monsters.
Yeah.
Who can bang, and I just don't think Conor can take that power up to welterweight. And I mean, he finished Cerrone at welterweight, but Cerrone's naturally, he fights at 155.
Yeah.
You know what's mainly shocked me about Conor?
What?
He's not mouthing off no more. No. Even after he went up and get his Cowboys gran,
yeah,
regret really love, nice. And it were beautiful to see. Yeah. Like you say, what that Diaz is trying to bait him, and it's not mouthing off. I think that loss has humbled him.
I think it has, but I think when you've watched interviews with him, when you've watched interviews with his coach, he were alcohol free for this camp. He were focused, and I think you could tell him that. And
yeah.
Dana White did an interview as well after saying, like, Conor, for the past few fights, has been really pissed off. There's always been something bothering him. He's had injuries. And I just think he's
focused. Everything felt right this time.
Did you see Floyd Mayweather Instagram straight after fight?
No.
He put a picture of him and a picture of Conor saying Mayweather McGregor 2. And then put all sponsors underneath. And I just looked at it, I thought, oh, he's just getting clickbait and likes. But then Dana White, in the conference afterwards, Dana went, we've got something lined up. We're in talks with Mayweather. We're in talks with... He didn't confirm whether it was Conor versus Mayweather. Right. He said, we're in talks. Right.
I hated that fight. Just a massive farce.
It was just a payday for everybody. There was no way...
But everybody loves getting paid.
Yeah, but they were... I mean, if they
would you watch it?
If I could, and I would, on the one premise that I'm hoping Conor catches him with a cheeky left and dropped him and actually getting brain damage.
Did we have this last week?
I hate them. We had this last week about Mayweather. I can't stand that cunt.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. But he also put a picture afterwards saying Mayweather versus Khabib, which is fucking ridiculous.
You know what? I'd really, this would, you know, go a big way. Like you say, it's a big payday for them guys. They're going to earn a ridiculous amount of money they don't need. Why don't they do that and give
Mayweather
all...
Mayweather needs it. He burns through money. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Why?
Is that real, though, like all that money he carries around with him? Are they $1 bills?
He goes to a basketball match. And to basketball, have they got four quarters in basketball they play?
I think so.
Well, he'll chuck like 100, 200 grand on a quarter. On like, I'll bet that you know, Chicago courts, Bulls right, will win
but
this.
But that's and, him betting.
But courtside seats are 10, 20 grand, aren't they?
Yeah, but they get promo tickets. They get them
through the money is the agents watch, go.
To be seen there.
Yeah. Did you see that watch he bought for £50 million?
Well, fuck off.
This is what I'm on about, right? They've got so much money, they just buy ludicrously outrageous crap. Yeah. Did I mean a Casio watch would do it? Same job as a bloody Tagrel.
G-Shock.
You know. But what I'm saying is, why don't they have another fight? But all the proceeds, I mean, all the money, go to charities that need money.
Tyson Fury did, didn't he?
He's That's a legend. Fine. Tyson Love Fury Tyson, is yeah. a legend.
Yeah.
He is a true legend.
What did he go up to? 26 stone he weighed.
It was very
I'm
bad.
A bit fucked off with him. He didn't respond to my Instagram or my tweet. He responded
by blocking you. Luke stalking.
Yearly used to tweet Hayley Williams to get her to wish me happy birthday. You know, who sings for Paramore. I used to love her. I still have a bit of a crush on her. She's a bit of a Grebo goth chick sort of thing vibe. But
I think I tweet The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger every year to wish me happy
birthday. Yeah. But then Tyson Fury's going to be my new
so,
one.
Apart from you, Luke, who's actually met Eddie Hall and trained with Eddie Hall, because you bribed him or blackmailed him over some pictures. Oh, hello. So other than that, with Twitter or on any other social media, have you ever had any interactions with famous people?
I tell you, I was never going to have any interaction with anyone. You and Lewis Capaldi.
Fanboy.
That's a bit harsh.
You fucking stalk him.
I don't
stalk
him at all. I like his music.
I had an interaction with Ian Wright once over Vidic being like when you were at United about just being an absolute machine and a beast, and there was him and Gary Lineker and a few tweets exchanged and I were buzzing screenshotting them ages ago. A few years ago
on my old Twitter, because we used to have Twitter when we first started working together.
We did, yeah,
and then we deleted it and got new accounts. But on my old Twitter, I used to regularly talk with a guy who I think Mark Charnock is called. He plays Marlon in Emmerdale.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get rape buffing? And I don't watch that. No, I'd rather like shit in my hands and clap than watch any soap.
He's still like so a stick. So I don't. Man. But yeah, I think he's a Man United fan. I'm sure that's what we used to talk about.
Yeah.
Who else?
Is that watch?
Yeah, Dan Hardy, UFC fighter, follows me on Instagram, on Twitter.
Does he?
I've spoke with Dan Hardy before on Twitter. I also got featured in the Fighters Only magazine with one of my tweets I put. Francesca, can you remember?
Yes, you did. Yes, I can remember that.
Who else? Rufus Hound. I've had tweets off Rufus. Yeah. Sheamus. Can you remember Sheamus? WWE wrestler Sheamus.
Yeah,
with
Daniel Burnett and his pants. That was mint.
Yeah. Sheamus. Yeah, I've had a few interactions on Twitter. To be fair,
I've had one that I did. Right, I'll tell you. You know this story, Luke. You don't know this joke, so I'm going to tell it to you. Right, don't fall asleep. Right, basically, me and Luke used to train at Angel's Gym.
Another quality gym.
Yeah,
because
go on. So we're in there.
You didn't even know who we were.
Can I tell a story? Stop slamming your pen down. Yeah. Right. So we're in the gym and we're talking as we do. You're doing your session. We're having a chat and a coffee and stuff.
The picture and of the gym and all.
Yeah, they've got cutouts. These, you know, Mr. Olympia champions all over the gym, and of course we're talking to what?
Phileas.
No, his name. But who behind bar they were? Who was serving it were young lad.
Ryan?
Not Ryan, other one that left.
Right little, with long hair.
No, young lad.
Oh, Harry.
Harry, that's it. Yeah. I forgot his name. Sorry, Harry.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. But anyway, we're there and we're talking about it. And I was saying about Phileas and he's my idol, he's this and other. And I says, what would name? Phileas. Oh, hang on a minute, that rings a bell. And I says, oh, hang on a minute. So I got my Instagram up, this wines loop. Phileas had actually commented on one of my pictures, because when I got into shape and I weren't just a fat mess, my kids bought me, gave me a nickname, Buff Dad, #BuffDad. So I posted this picture on it and Phileas had commented, cool picture.
Is that a report?
Yeah, cool picture.
But didn't he like something?
Yeah, and then because I was commenting on other stuff, he'd liked to load up my other comments and all. Yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who Phileas is?
Mr. Olympia, is. 7.
No. Go up on your phone.
We'll have to.
Google expert.
Oh, okay.
And so I was showing lads that didn't believe me. They wouldn't believe that it was actually commenting and talking to me.
Oh,
a few. So Jim nearly fell out with me because it's like everybody's idol. And it was pretty cool. And he is it. I used to watch a lot of Phileas.
Is he
inspiration.
Dead?
No.
Oh, why did I think he were dead?
No, but that's pretty cool. To say he's world champion.
Is it like Ronnie Cole? Is he?
Ronnie Coleman's still alive.
Oh, is it? Why am I wishing them all dead?
There's a documentary about Ronnie Coleman on Netflix. Have you watched it?
Don't think so.
So upsetting. So Ronnie Coleman is known as probably the best Mr. Olympia. Not in my eyes. Arnold Schwarzenegger is followed by Jay Cutler. But Ronnie Coleman, most people who like bodybuilding say, Ronnie Coleman is...
I watched his basic routines on set parts of your body. No fancy workouts, basic workouts. And I watched a load of his YouTube videos. Love the guy.
He's the strongest bodybuilder.
Yeah.
He'd get, like, ridiculous weights and go, "Lightweight, baby!" And just scream that in gym. "Lightweight!" And he was so strong, it was unreal. But the documentary, watch it on Netflix, even if you don't like bodybuilding, it's good. He's that addicted to working out and training every day. He can't walk. He's hunched over, like crippled over, yet he's still throwing fucking massive weights around and training. It's unreal. I think he's had several knee and hip surgeries and back surgeries and that.
Getting like... Speaking of Netflix and stuff, I will watch it because I love stuff. I like... For me, everyone goes on about these like TV series and stuff, and I've done a few, but for me, I like documentaries, I like real stuff. And before pod, I was talking to lads on about watching this Drug Inc. And I assume people have been watching it. I think there's like, why does some like Netflix get things? It's season 5 and 6 that are on there. Where's 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, that's what's happened with Lucifer.
Yeah.
Like I watched season 1 of Lucifer and then didn't watch any more, so I thought, oh, Netflix has got it now. Like season 4. Oh,
right. Must be rights, isn't it?
So I've watched... they don't follow on. They're just mini documentaries for about 50 minutes, I think. And there was some... That I told you about, a woman, they do this thing. I don't know where it was. This is Utah. It comes up with all states, but this woman, she had this thing called Scramble. It's heroin and coke mixed. Fucking burns hell. It.
Fuck.
Burns it and then obviously, like, injects it. Draws it up and then injects it. And her eyes went back around. She went, "Oh, it's the best one I've had so far." She, but then she just drives a car off like anyone would. Just crazy. Like that, she could hit anyone. But the most disturbing one, it was Boston. So it's like 5 miles away. I think Jamaica Plains, they call it. 5 miles away from like Harvard, MIT. You know, massive. Colleges, universities, whatever. Yeah. Wealthy, and 5 miles away, Jamaica Plains. And she's like a sex worker. That's the proper word. We'll use that.
She's a prostitute.
Yeah, 8 months pregnant, addicted to heroin.
But
she was like hiding it.
Crack baby, then it's going to be
boring. Yeah, she's going to come out and then addicted. And she's like, "Oh, I can't stop doing it even though I'm pregnant." I'm like, you fucking can. There's outlets.
To be fair, it would probably be more dangerous for her to stop while she's pregnant.
No, but wouldn't they like methadone or something?
I don't know.
They're going to have to, because that's how they do the baby.
They have to.
Yeah, they take baby away, don't they?
It's sickening though, like, you know. At one time, I'd have just been like, well, not now, I thought, oh, it's sad, but even now, as we was having kids, I was like, fuck me. The
thing is, it can mess the child's brain up its growth and everything.
Yeah. But they come out addicted, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes, but other than that, it is quite sad, but they're trying to crack down, but like a lot of Dominicans are running it. It's a lot of, if Dominicans are either born in Dominican, they either live in Dominican or Boston.
Thing is, in America, they're saying,
loads.
Thing is, we're America, though. I mean, when you watch like old like documentaries and stuff back to like Nixon and that, CIA was shipping drugs in.
The
CIA flooded the streets with coke.
In the certain blocks, I watched a documentary where in certain areas of America,
they targeted black areas.
Exactly, and they brought cocaine in.
Yeah.
So they technically implode on each other and wipe each other out, but they didn't realise and didn't think that, hang on a minute, all these whites had come in.
Rich white people.
And they were the main people. And that's how it spread to the entire country. And that's what
that Tom Cruise film about. Is it like American Made or something like
something
that?
Something like that. It was CIA that introduced it into the country.
Yeah.
Bit of factual information there, isn't it?
Thing is, like, countries like, I'm sure it's Switzerland and Portugal have made all drugs legal. And their theory behind making all drugs legal was that people take drugs like because they've got nothing else. So what they're saying is try to improve their quality of life and they won't need the drug. I think they did an experiment where they kept a rat in a cage on its own, and in one water pipe they had normal water, and in one water pipe they had water laced with heroin.
Yeah.
And the rat would drink the heroin one and overdose and die. So what they did then was they created
a rat park.
Yeah, with loads of rats. Loads of rats lived in it, and they were a park. So all the rats were fucking all day. There was meat stuff to do. There were food. And they had two water ones, normal water and heroin water. And none of them drunk from heroin water.
Did they know it were there?
Yeah, they knew it were there. They were next to each other. So they could. But the rats knew that had got heroin in it, so it monged them out when they had it. So they just drunk the water. And what they're saying is if you, your quality of life and you're happier, you don't need drugs. So when America were at war with Vietnam, they were really worried that they were going to have a heroin epidemic because all your soldiers over there were on heroin. And what they found when they come back, a massive portion of your soldiers, most of them, come home and just stopped it because they were coming home to the wife and the kids. Yeah.
Until they start just, freaking
they
out.
They did it when they were over there.
You weren't there.
You weren't there, man.
But yeah, so what's opiates now? But it's the oxycontin. Is it fentanyl as well?
Yeah,
fentanyl. It, that oxycontin, 80 milligram, one pill, $80.
Well, that's all come out more and increased more since they've legalized cannabis in a lot of states.
I don't know. Utah is a very upmarket state, and they're very, very religious. Everyone goes to church on a Sunday, and the one of the Mormon leaders, he can ordain priests. He's one of the highest ones. He's dealing. He had a mask on, you know, the hat, the Mormon hat. He was in a suit, but he had like an orange bandana with eye holes cut out. And he was like, and he's dealing heroin to a mate. And there's a certain word for it, and they have to take so much out of their paycheck to donate to church, 10%.
Yeah, the other side had to get off a paycheck to church.
Yeah.
And they all on them that win this church. Get all off the wages and that lot, and then the church invested it and it fell through. They let us
out of
church.
A lot of religions do that though. I used to work with a girl and she were a Muslim, and out of her paycheck, a massive portion of her sod wages
that,
went to different charities.
Yeah, sod that.
I know you're Scientologists, don't they? They get like 15% or 25%.
Tom Cruise was one of them,
right?
Yeah, he's on like level, there's levels for Scientology, isn't there? He's on like level.
Right.
Yeah, no, we're carrying on recording. Sorry, guys, I just pressed somewhere and it stopped recording.
Yeah, Scientology, right. So there's certain levels, isn't there?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is one, I think to get to his next level, he had to pay like so many million
dollars. This is it. The religion don't come with money. That's what gets me.
But Scientology isn't a religion. It was a poorly written sci-fi book.
Yeah.
That they've kind of brainwashed.
Right, so, regarding drugs, you've just said all that. Personally, I can't stand the smell of cannabis, weed, and whatever you want to call it.
I like the smell of cannabis.
It makes me feel sick. I used to live next door to a dealer, and it used to get raided. All vans pull up, and then they never found out though. But I was there once. I was there, my bedroom went up, and I could smell it hanging out. And I screamed it on top of my voice, for fuck's sake! I said, I'm fucking smelling that shit all day again. And then my mum, what's going off here? Next minute, boom. So they must have shut whatever windows that are, and it was proper pungent stuff.
See, I like smellery.
I don't like it. Old school me, resin, that used to smell nice.
Yeah.
People are burning that, squidgy black. Old school.
So, do you believe that they should legalise it then?
I think there's pros and cons to it, isn't there? Working in the environment I work in, I see a lot of people with drug-induced psychosis, but that's all stuff laced with THC, and the THC is the hallucinogenic side, where it's all like looks like it's covered in crystals and stuff.
But do you think
what it's dipped in?
It pisses me off when people say cannabis is a gateway drug, because nobody's ever smoked cannabis and thought, oh, that weren't quite enough, I'm going to inject heroin between my toes.
No,
there's not. It pisses me off when they say cannabis isn't a gateway drug.
No, it's
doing
not.
What Chuck does with banging pen.
But don't forget though, there's also the medicinal side to cannabis. That obviously all these big pharmaceutical companies, they make billions a year off making pills and or everything like that. So obviously, I mean, it's like when they're saying have these injections and it can cure cancer, but instead of going and having chemo, think how many billions. Obviously, they don't want it to come out and make it legalised, because more people that are smoking it, the byproduct is it's killing all these harmful things in your body. So do you reckon that's why they're trying not to legalise it?
I don't know. I think the weed that, say, we could go and buy now if we wanted, I wouldn't say that'd cure cancer.
Long term exposure to it, it's going to have some degree on you.
I don't know. See, with weed, I think if you are of sound mind and you're all right, I think you can smoke weed and chill out. Snoop Dogg smokes weed constantly, seems fine. Joe Rogan smokes weed constantly, seems fine. But I think if you have already got underlying mental health problems,
amplifying,
it's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah,
we've all seen that. We've all worked in mental health. We've all seen drug induced psychosis and that. But I don't know. There's pros and cons to legalizing drugs. I suppose if you legalize drugs, you can monitor and manage how much people have to where you can eventually wean them off it.
Yeah.
So like this is what used to piss me off. When I was a prison officer, people could come into prison who were smackheads and you'd give them methadone. And if they got sent down for 4 years, 5 years, they could stay on whatever dosage they wanted. You didn't wean them off it. If they wanted to stay on whatever they had all the way through that 4 year sentence, they could. Yeah, the price of a bottle of methadone were unreal.
You can just think that's all coming out of taxpayers' money. Yeah.
And the nurse in charge used to put dye in it so it was like a luminous green in case those officers stole it. Yeah, because we're ape and have that, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, what do you fancy? Yeah. Oh, I'll have a shot of arrow.
But you used to get inmates who would like neck it and be like that, and they'd have it in the mouth and then they'd spit it out and sell it. Yeah, unreal. But they could stay on the same dose all the way through. Instead, where I'd be like, look, yeah, come in at that. And over the next, it don't even have to be 2 or 3 months, over the next year or whatever, we'll work with you and wean you off it. Mm. So instead, they're in prison for 4 or 5 years, they're on that methadone all the way through, they get released. They
got straight back out on it.
They were straight back out robbing.
Yeah.
It's, and you could also go into prison as an alcoholic and they'd offer you methadone as a substitute for alcohol.
Drugs are bad.
See children, drugs are bad. Can you remember that song?
Yeah. Well, it's true though, isn't it? So
yeah, I mean, like we're kids and that, like, minute, like where my barber shop is on market, I see more drug deals take place on that market. It's fucking unreal, hell. And it's all kids.
Yeah,
I just think when we were kids, you were a bad boy if you nicked fags off your mum and dad, not dealing out fucking Berkeley Reds,
Black Super Kings. What, Super about a week Black to smoke?
Oh, JPS Black, they had flaming fiberglass tips, didn't they? Fucking hell, they used to bust your lung up, and they did.
But kids
park
nowadays,
drives. Didn't even have a granddad.
Park
Jesus
drives.
Christ,
yeah, they
kids nowadays have got no respect.
They've got nothing.
I mean, down at Langworth, how many times has that been trashed? You know where them
upon
rocks
pit tips?
Yeah.
Oh, a few times. No, not so long ago either. It was at your Langworth crew. What are they getting out of it?
I don't know. Just
destruction. They're venting the anger, aren't
I? Don't know if it was a couple of years ago. It was all that Langworth pit. They've got like a sort of like wagon.
Yeah.
Like in a cricket field on rail. And it had all like pot plants in it. People, I don't know who it were, kids or whatever, just ripped all the soil out and plants, or they're all of it fucking...
It's just stupid. I mean, end of the day, when we were kids, we used to do stuff like that. It's just, end of the day, we used to go nesting. Why do that? And all the stupid stuff
we used to do. Like when I was a kid, we'd go edge hopping and stuff like that. But you still showed respect to your elders.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I can't say I was a bit of a bastard when I was a kid.
Yeah, but all right then. Where my shop is on Charbrook Market Square, there's a woman in our local community, and she's blind, and they were trying to pinch a stick away from her.
That's disgusting.
There was another woman who was pushing a child in a pushchair, and she had another kid we were holding around, and some lad started verbally abusing her, and I think then he punched her in the back of the head a few times. You know, it's
the upbringing nowadays. It's got to where you can't even smack your kids, and I don't mean thrash them, you know, leaving marks. I just mean a good whack on arse.
But do you think that's where it is? Like, obviously, when we were younger, as parents, would give us a good hiding. Like,
I got choked out for not making my mum a cup of coffee.
I'm pretty sure that's abuse.
I don't swear in front of my mum and dad now. I've been knocking about with, I think it was Brett Crew. A couple of other lads, only kid, and I was telling him this. We'd been out like up in Woods making a den. I was telling him this, like, you know, you're telling someone a story, and you're like, and I just, he was making a cup of coffee, and I went, oh yeah, the bastard. And I said, and he just took the spoon out of the coffee and hit me in the forehead with a spoon, and I looked like an avatar. No, because it hit me that hard with it. It was hot as well as it, my forehead just went out in a triangle, and I've never said bastard since.
But it's true though, isn't it? You know, like, I can remember my dad telling me a story when, I think it was my dad anyway, about he'd done something at school, so the teacher would get him a stick, and then he'd run away from school, so local Bobby caught him and got him a clip right ear roll, and then he took him home to my grandma, and because he'd got a stick at school, because local Bobby bought him back, she got him a good hiding and all.
Oh, back in the day, if you dared bring police officer to your door, anybody come and says, Chuck, do it in the fridge, mate.
Do you want one?
No, I'm all right.
Don't worry, you're room full of flu. I was trying to hand signal. Can we get used to that?
Yeah, they just it's on a beer run to the fridge. I'll have a bit more Coke, please, pal.
All right, then.
The Diet Coke, the drink. yeah. But back in day, you didn't dare. No. You know, if your mum and dad found you'd been up to, I mean, my dad used to sit on a settee at one end and go, come and sit here, and point at the settee next to him. I would not sit nowhere. If I were in arm's reach, I know I were in danger zone.
Yeah.
And it was a, looking back at it now, you think, well, obviously, I was retarded back then, because if I did done it wrong, I used to go sit bang next to him every time. But obviously, when I'd done something wrong, and he goes, come on, sit here. Why, what's the matter? Just sit down here. Well, yeah, but why? What, I hadn't done it. And, you know, so obviously, he knew that I'd done what I'd done.
It's only once you're a parent and your kid starts doing the same shit that you did.
But it is nowadays. I mean, they're saying that you can't smack your children. Like you say, you can't discipline them. Now, I'm not being funny. Look at the state this world's in now. Because you can't do that. You've got to have a naughty step. Yeah. You've got to talk to your children. You've got to let your child decide what sex it is.
Oh, a safe place.
And it's got ridiculously out of hand. Yeah. All you people that's listening now, you know you've got kids. Do you agree with disciplining your child? Because I tell you now, my kids... If they messed up, they got a crack on arse, just about, you know, not to leave a mark, enough to shock them. And my kids have grown up, they've never been arrested. Well, no, yeah. They haven't, not arrested formally. One daughter got taught a lesson, and that was really pleasant, going to Chesterfield, Nick to
fetch her out. I've never hit Ronnie.
You fell out with fucking top half a glass?
It was just the rest of that bottle. I didn't want to open another fresh bottle. Could have done this, just consider it.
Well, it's like your school teachers, they have zero power at school.
Oh.
The pupils show them some zero respect. Some videos
you can see on Facebook at kids disgusting. Going up toe-to-toe with teachers and battering teachers.
Yeah.
No wonder that if I had been a teacher.
My maths teacher, Mr. Selwood. Obviously, when I were at school, your teachers couldn't hit your old gear stick, like, you know.
When we were at school.
Yeah.
You fucking did.
But,
don't touch your phone again.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, but my maths teacher, Mr. Selwood, he'd throw a board rubber straight at your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never went home and told my dad, because if I go home and tell my dad, I'm going to get around the fucks off him.
I can remember being put over headmistress's knee and thrashed. But that were primary school and all.
I had that at primary school. Mrs. Winterbottom, her husband was Mr. Winterbottom, who worked vicar in Shirebrook. She'd gone out at classroom, and I can remember standing up on my chair going, I'm in charge of this classroom now, blah, blah. She was behind me. She grabbed me a bit wrist, took me to the front of class, put me over here and smacked me hard. I went home and told my mum, she was like, it's your own fault.
Yeah. See, but back in day, I mean, if you're a good kid, you know, your parents loved you. If you're a bit of a bastard, you got a crack about it.
I mean,
back in day, I got, you know how they used to discipline me? My mum used to say, wait till your dad gets in. Wait till, and
I hated
and
that.
I shat myself. My dad could look at you,
and
I'd chip myself because I knew.
That's the benefit of growing up with divorced parents. You never
No, but...
Wait till dad gets in. Dad's not coming home, he's left you.
Oh, my God.
In a bit.
Yeah, that's Jesus what Ronnie's going Christ. Short on, isn't it? This is Sam the divorcer. Well, no, I've never hit him, but I've got a sort of tone with him, and it's almost like, and I say it, and I see his lip quiver, and he starts kind of thinking, fucking hell, I'm turning into my dad. It's all my dad had to do to me. And I don't want to hurt his feelings. But, you know, after I'll sit and explain why I've done it, and I always give him a hug and say, you understand, don't
it's
you?
It's hard disciplining your kid.
Really, and it's when you're trying to co-parent as well, it's really hard, because then he'll go back and tell his mum.
I've had
she
that,
might not
yeah,
agree
yeah.
with it, but then or she'll agree with me, have my back, and then she'll do something what I don't agree with. So it's, I'm going to have this for years. So
any day, I just think you need to remember, you're not the friend. You're there to put boundaries.
Exactly. And you've got... People like my ex, she used to want to be my kid's friend, best friend.
Yeah.
So they never disciplined. So the days I had my children, when they were still babies, you know, young, I used to spend the 2 days I had them undoing and being a proper parent, which they didn't.
So it looked bad now, so you're telling them off every weekend.
It's like every weekend, all he does is tell us off. All he does is treat us like slaves because we have to wash his dishes up and we have to do housework, like, you know, polishing and hoovering. I thought, hang on a minute. That's what kids should be learning.
My dad, I'll be honest here, my dad and my stepmom, when they spoilt me rotten, I got everything I wanted and anything I wanted. They were fantastic with me, but I had to earn it. So, like, if I says to my dad, I'm going to cinema with Tim, we want to McDonald's, blah, 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 blah. Can I have 20 quid or whatever? Yeah, you can, but skirting boards need polishing. Yeah. I mean, who the fuck polishes skirting boards?
But some kids won't even know what a skirting board is now.
So I'd have to polish skirting boards, and then he'd check, and they'd be like, yeah, that's fine, and give it money. So I always got you what I wanted.
It. But you earned it. Yeah, you learned the lesson of, you have to earn it.
I didn't even have to earn it. I was ruined. That's probably why I'm a bit of a prick now. And half the listeners will probably agree with that. But no, I was ruined. But then obviously I've had to learn later in life that stuff don't come like, and I've had to learn pretty much the hard way sometimes.
I was spoiling. That weren't every time. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, with school, my dad would go out and buy me a Fred Perry coat for school. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And Henry Lloyd tops and stuff like that.
I always had like fucking rate good trainers. Yeah. And now we had this conversation. I don't think they were them, what I tagged you in the other day, what I've posted in the group, but them Reebok pumps. They were great trainers in the 90s. They were basketball trainers. You pumped all the tongue up and you
did that until it popped.
You could press the valve and it goes and let them down.
I popped mine.
Can you remember LA Gear, which used to flash when you walked?
Quality.
Yeah, this is way, way before. See, I must have been a grown up then.
They were just like, what were they when
you know what I've always wanted? I've always wanted a pair of Heelys.
Oh my God.
What did I ever think? Oh, sort of.
I did. Honestly, I've always wanted a pair of Heelys. Honest.
Oh God. I wanted to say something then. I thought, wait a minute, and then now you've gone on to Ealers, my brain's just had a brain fart.
What trainers did you wear when you were a kid? I think that's where we were at.
No, it weren't before that. It was something to do with disciplining kids and about.
Yeah, so getting on to that, you remember there was when I lived in Blidworth, there was a kid, and I know it's scary, and a kid, it ran into the road, but there were no, it was a quiet street, but you still get that shock, don't you?
Yeah, do you?
And he ran over the road, but she was a fucking, I'm sorry, but a slob of a woman. You know what I mean? A Jeremy Kyle mum. She'd probably done fuck all day. And she got over to a lad, grabbed his left arm, and you could see right arm whining. She hit him, hit his arse, and he came up off the floor and then like fell on his back, and she was effing and blinding at him. I'm thinking, yeah, hit him, but then don't absolute clatter him.
No, that's, like that's, that is, no, that's, from behind. That's too far.
Yeah, it were horrible. And I was like,
in that instance, I'd want to grab my kid and smack him for running it road, but then I'd want to hug him at the same time that no's happened to him.
Yeah. It were horrible.
It's the
screaming.
Easiest thing in the world being a parent, but it's also the hardest thing. The love side and the wanting to look after them comes easy, but you know the discipline side and teaching them life lessons, it is hard, because some days I'll feel like all I've done is get on at my kids.
But they need that, though. Cause
I know, but it just don't make you feel
like that. Like I say, you're a parent. Yeah, you're a parent. It's your job.
I just think...
And this is what some people...
They're going to hate me, because all I've done today is get on them. I've moaned at every little thing.
See, this is what gets me in all. We're on about with schools and about what they should be teaching them. I'm a firm believer that the home economics should come back, and it should be a big part of teaching kids at school how to cook.
Yeah.
How to, you know, raw foods and make clean meals and healthy foods.
They
not
taught
all...
me at comp. Like, I remember cooking. Yeah, but now, I have never once not done.
I think
pyramids.
I think the whole school system is wrong.
It's outdated now.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think school suits everybody.
They're good. They're academies, though, aren't they? They are better.
I just think school isn't suited for everybody. You know, I think everybody should learn basic maths and English. Everybody should learn basic cooking. But they should teach stuff like how to change a light bulb, how to put curtains up, basic DIY.
Not being funny, not once have I got out or have got into a situation that's got me out by playing a fucking recorder. With Merrily, we roll
along.
Same
as algebra. They learnt me to do algebra.
Yeah.
They learnt me to do algebra at school, but they didn't learn me how to do my books. Now I've got my own business.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not practical life skills that they're teaching.
It's not. And like some kids at school who like struggle because they're not very good with their brains, but if you put them in front of a car or put them in front of wood or something, they'll do something. So I genuinely think from year 9, you know, that should be an option. Drop fucking geography, history and stuff like that.
The geography is so you know where you are, but that
geography
can be like extra.
Decent.
That can
I
be
like
extra
geography.
Curriculum.
Yeah, but I think if you learn that from year 7 to 9, it's like year 10 and 11 when it's GCSEs, you get to choose if you want to do geography or not. And I just think more subjects should be brought in, like basic, like accounting, how to do your books, how to fucking put gas and electric on a card if people have cards. They don't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
Just basic stuff like your rent's this much, your council taxes this much.
Basic living skills, like ironing.
Ironing. Okay, yeah.
Young people of today can't iron.
Like what I'm trying to teach the patients who are in my care, daily living skills. That's what we're trying to teach them, to budget when they get out there, when they get their own place. Yeah. It's like, I'm doing that all again, but for adults. Really hard.
Since leaving school, has ever you ever used a fraction?
Yeah. Only when I rent bookies and that.
But... yeah. Do you want to go into that, Chuck?
No, that's another not... story for another day. No, but there was so much at school for me. I mean, my school, our last 50th year there, and they demolished the fucker after we left. Just shows how good that school. But it, to be fair, it were a cracking school. But, I mean, now, because back in that when I was at school, they didn't have mobile phones that, you know, we can just ask Google everything. So now, I mean, they're teaching stuff in school that... It's an instant world we live in now. If you want, I could ask you a question or ask you a sum. Ask Google.
And school's give redundant you, now, isn't it? Massive exactly. redundant. You've got, you just, you've got
Google is have God.
Got Huawei's, I won't yeah. say otherwise.
You can ask instantly and get the answer back, and it's going to be 99% correct.
It will be correct.
Depending on what kind of version you're listening yeah. to. So the old school system needs changing. Because it's just outdated.
You'd have to go into the library and find a book and research it.
Yeah, but nowadays they just ask.
It's too much hard work though, isn't it? It was too much hard work then. I ate
it. No, but you had a sense of achievement though when you did that. When you found
at the same time, if you had to go back to doing things the old-fashioned way now after having your phone,
but obviously you're not going to say, yeah, of course I'll go back then.
No.
Is it? It's that spontaneous. It's technology, the advancement of technology yet again.
The advancement of technology is fantastic, but I think as people, as technology advances, people get dumber. I really do.
I totally agree with it. It's right. It's because you just become, you don't, they just think they don't need anything, just more reliant. We're on about phones, we're very reliant on his phones, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'd love to try and do a test, see how long, I feel lost without it for an hour, a couple of hours.
I don't know if I could go like a whole week without my phone, you know.
You know what one of my big grievances really fucking annoys me, right? I sit in at work, I'm in back of an ambulance all day. So I get to look out at a lot of traffic when I'm not driving. And the amount of people that I see on their fucking phones whilst driving, and they're not even hiding it. They've got a phone in one hand, a Costa in other. How the fucking steering? But what tickles me is the ones that... They put the phone down so nobody can see them, but they look like they're praying or they're falling asleep because they're looking down. They keep looking up at lights, looking up. And it winds me because first thing that happens in an accident, what happens? Police straight away get the phone and look. And then if you've been on your phone, you're done. I went on my phone. Your phone says different. So they're stupid. They are fucking stupid for going on the phone. My phone, it's on charge. I don't touch it. You know, why kill, you know, you could mount a pavement, you could kill a kid, you could kill a family and wreck somebody's entire life.
Yeah.
Why do it?
Especially with modern cars now, your phone links up.
And yeah, man, my car.
But what about, weren't there them like Ubers that were driving? This one just get ploughed. The cyclist got ploughed in America, didn't they? That self-driving Uber.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That new car come out. What?
Tesla. The Teslas,
well, the self drives that keeps him. Yeah, bloke had a nap.
Well, Teslas have made it now, where I think it's every 5 or 15 minutes you have to touch the steering wheel, where before you could just go to sleep and it drive itself. Yeah,
mad,
crazy.
That's because Elon Musk's a fucking genius.
Fucking mad times. Yeah. So I just slavered everywhere then.
Right then, guys. Shall we get wrapping it up? We've done.
Yes.
Done
an
hour.
Yeah. Random story of the week.
Come on.
Right.
Let's have it.
Like everyone, I've had a few decent feedback about the alligator last week of that guy. So, fucking hell! In China, they forced a pig to bungee jump 230 feet. For a new attraction at a new theme park.
Jesus and for Christ. Anyone,
honestly, I'm laughing, but it's cruel as fuck. And there's a video with it as well.
That's going to be bad, isn't it?
It don't die, but you can hear it.
Don't, it'll be squealing. It's like squealing, crazy.
But then when they got it back, it was unconscious. I think it fainted.
Well, I think I'd faint and all.
But, like, and they don't give a fuck, do they? Chinese, they don't give a fuck about everything. So the innocent pig was hauled to the top. Of the structure by four men, you know, like wood, and like a lot. You can't see it, everyone, but I'm just showing lads
that
now.
Is
it's like a fucking ogre, carrying it.
So they're taking it up. Oh, hang on. Oh god, I've gone too far now. So yeah, they've done it, and they were just saying, "Oh yeah, but it won't hurt. It's fine." There's just the Chinese don't care, do they?
No.
They
don't care about any animals.
I'll never ever visit China for one reason. they torture dogs before they kill. I mean, well, it's bad enough to eat them, but you can walk food chain and look, where does that line stop? I mean, I'd pretty much, because I've travelled a bit, I'd eat many things, but because we have them as pets, I could not eat dog. But it's the fact they torture them because they believe it makes the meat taste sweeter, and they boil them alive.
I'll just... on the side of caution, everyone, it is not a very pleasant video. And I'm sick, and I didn't laugh. And when it went off, I was like laughing. Then I heard it like squealing. I was like, oh, fuck, that's horrible. So any animal rights activists, don't watch it. And don't think that we're cruel to animals, because we're not. It startled me. It made me laugh at first, almost like nervous laughing. Yeah. And it was funny. That is my mental story for this week. But if you want to watch it, it's on Sickopedia. If you want to go and watch it, I know a lot of people that follow that.
Facebook page.
Yeah,
it's on there. You see, on there, I watch majority of what's on there, and it don't bother me, or I'll giggle at some stuff that I shouldn't really giggle at. But when I see out to do with animals, cruelty,
I don't get how I can put a meme on Facebook that I think's funny and I get reported and banned, yet people can put animals being abused. Like when that dickhead got that staffy up bit throat on wall.
I seen one the other day where this woman just walked up and macheted this dog's foot off. Yeah, but you see the death videos where they're shooting each other and stuff, and they're on, and yet I get booted off for a fake nipple.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Right then, shall I wrap this up, guys?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening, and we'll do another podcast soon, won't we, lads?
Yeah, this will be out later on.
What's date today? 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, sometime tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll put it on tonight if I can. Yeah. If not, it'll be tomorrow.
Cool beans.
Right. See you later, guys.
Cheers, guys. Bye.